Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, good evening and welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio tonight is Kevin Collins, President of KNC Coaching and Consulting Incorporated. Kevin, welcome. How are you this evening?
Fran, I am great. It's great to be with you here tonight, and I've been thinking about this all week, so we're finally here.
We are finally here. I am so excited. We had an opportunity to work together several years ago, and I love how technology can help people stay connected even as time passes. So, again, welcome, welcome.
Agreed. And, go ahead.
Kevin, as we had talked about before the show started, stories are really, really powerful. And this show is called Significant Business Results Radio. And so I always love to ask folks, how did they get started in business? And what was that sort of significant moment that really took them from wherever they were to being the entrepreneur that they are right now? And that's a big question, but we've got time.
Right. Well, it's a long story, of course, and it started actually way back in the day with my grandmother in New York City. She's listening to the radio, and she's talking to me and my cousin. We were both about 17, and she said, with a very thick Irish brogue, "You know, boys, this technology thing is the future. You've got to focus on it. This is where the action's going to be." And where me and my cousin are looking at her like, "What is she talking about?" But she was prescient in many ways, and both my cousin and I went into the tech business, and both had wonderful careers. In fact, my cousin just retired from Praxair. He was one of their key developers and ran all their worldwide logistics. So it started back in the 70s with my grandmother making a suggestion and both me and my cousin laughing. From there, went to college and when I went to college, I had a notion I was going to save the world and become an environmental lawyer. So I went to get a degree in environmental studies. In fact, I was the first SUNY Stony Brook class that had that degree, environmental studies. And I was planning to go to law school, but as it turns out, I was intercepted by my neighbor, who was the CFO of a tech startup, and asked me to work that summer with him. And I never looked back from there. I had a 25-year experience and career in technology.
Now, technology has changed. I mean, I love that you opened with your grandmother talking about radio and technology. 25 years in technology, what have you seen in terms of surprises?
It was a constant surprise from the early 80s. My first job was with a tech startup that was competing against AT&T and Ma Bell. And so that was revolutionary in itself. But I got to experience probably 7 or 8 major waves of technology firsthand and be with the companies that were creating it and then advocating for those companies, these new solutions or these new capabilities. So being, kind of on the bleeding edge of new technology, It was extremely exciting. It was very challenging because, as you know, a lot of these tech products weren't fully baked before they made it to the market, as we all know, and still continue. At least it's been formalized now by Google mm-hmm. and other companies that this is, you know, we're going to work on this product together for a while, and then, you know, we're going to have it right. It was, it was just being in the right place at the right time and just experience a lot of new waves of technology in different forms, from networking infrastructure to software development. So it was pretty broad and deep, and there was a huge amount of technological change always going on. It never stayed the same.
Mm-hmm. And life never stays the same. Change is a constant. Kevin, how do you, or how did you, balance the waves of technology with the waves of life? You know, growing a family, starting a family, growing a family, pursuing, we both know that you have an interest in the martial arts. So mm-hmm. how did you balance all of those passions and interests?
Well, it's a great question. And martial arts was a big part of that. I got into martial arts not to have balance. It was actually from a practical standpoint of being able to make it alive between my apartment and the college. I lived in a tough area, and people like to fight. Mm-hmm. It was just, mm-hmm. and I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I knew how to run fast, and I was good at running. But I got tired of running, and so I decided I would learn to not be a fighter, but learn how to defend myself and not change my personality, mm-hmm. but still, you know, really be a peaceful person. So that's how it started. Mm-hmm. But what happened was it became a huge and powerful energizer for me, where I was using my mind all the time and in business, and my body wasn't getting a lot of work, outside of mm-hmm. running to meetings and running to the train and whatnot, but it allowed me a space where I could integrate my body and my mind and pursue mm-hmm. a study that not just benefit my body, but it also would allow me to master fears I had and stresses, mm-hmm. Some of them made by myself, of course, and others presented to me by other people. So it became part and parcel of my life, and I just made the commitment. 2 or 3 times a week, I would go to the dojo, no matter what, and no matter how I felt, and no matter how exhausted I was, and it paid off.
Mm-hmm. So you now are an active, you're still an active sensei, which is an instructor, mm-hmm. and you have a third degree black belt.
That's
how
correct.
What does that mean, and how does that connect to the work that you now do in your business?
I think the thing that matters most about what I accomplished was what I thought I was going to get in the beginning was this kind of, you know, this vision of Bruce Lee and, you know, this super confident, skinny guy who can, you know, take on the big guys and the bullies. But as time went on, I learned to defend myself very early. The defending actually was the very early part, but learning how I worked and how my mind worked and how to defend myself from my own thoughts and preconceived ideas and concepts, the master mm-hmm. I study under, his name is Master Taig, was a genius in many ways and still is because I still study with him, but the study became more focused on the internal journey. And so getting to know myself really well, digging in, facing my demons and all the other things that we have in life. You know, some of us given to us with the best intentions by our family and society. So doesn't always play out that way later in life, but so it was an internal journey that I ended up taking. And one of the things that was holding me back along the way was I didn't realize that, you know, I could be physically doing all these moves perfectly, but the master was looking for how I was comprehending the deeper meaning. We are not fighters in Taizen Jiu-Jitsu. We are, decent, peace-loving people that really are experts at self-defense. And there's a big difference between being a fighter and being able to defend yourself. One of the big learnings was anger. You would think martial arts, you got to get angry, you know, use that anger, turn it into power. It doesn't. It's actually the exact opposite. The angrier that you are, the worse it's going to be, ultimately, regardless of what martial arts you study, especially given the state of the laws in this country. So you really, so you end up going to a point where you end up being at peace with yourself, learning how to be at peace, and learning what triggers you and what to be on the lookout for in terms of your own operations. You learn the power of attraction. And the more you think about certain thoughts, you will attract people that have those thoughts. And so if you're an angry, angry person, vengeful and filled with hate, you're, you know, God forbid you or know how to use jiu-jitsu, you're going to attract that type of experience. It's going to happen. On the other hand, if you become extremely peaceful, but highly competent in your craft in the self-defense, then you will not attract those, and rarely do you are faced with it. You know, so it's kind of the opposite of everything you see in the media. You know, kind of getting even everything. So how does that translate into business? It's the same thing. You know, the idea that you can just, you know, have power over people and lord over people using your position or authority, real power, true power doesn't come from authority. True power comes from within. And to develop that power, you have to learn about yourself. You have to go deep, and you have to be willing to look at things that are not exactly you know, some of them may be very painful. So it's the same thing in martial arts. So in the business world, it was almost liberating as I blended these two, because I was no longer worried about winning the supposed battle, the alleged battle that I had in my mind. And, you know, it that in itself was a game changer. And I work with very, you know, quote-unquote powerful people, CEOs, business leaders. They have tremendous authority and responsibility. But they're human, just like you and me, and they're subject to all the same phobias and all the problems that everyone has. But you don't see it because, you know, it's kind of hidden because you have the title. And so from there, you know, that's where I'm usually working with people, is to help them understand themselves. And in that process, we're also getting clarity about what we really want.
So in running your business and developing your business and kind of living that journey, what has KMC Coaching and Consulting Incorporated really become to represent? You know, when clients come to you, what are they essentially seeking, and what is it that they really receive?
Great. Good question. Clients come to me for a variety of different reasons, but the one common denominator is they're no longer happy with as is. They're not happy with what they're doing or their company or their job. And so there's this dissatisfaction. So what I do and what I hopefully am known for is somebody who has deep experience in business, so I know what it's like to do everything an entrepreneur does because I've been one. And I also can balance that out with 25 years of being in incredible, always going on change that I experience in tech, the tech world. So in some degrees, my background in learning is ideal to help people in business get out of the situation they're in and get to the place they want to be in. Like yourself, I'm very focused on results, improved results, and those are defined by the client in many different ways. Sometimes they're tangible, sometimes they're intangible. So my job is to be a great facilitator and lead them through a process that will inevitably allow the light to go off in their head to realize, one, what they really want, two, what's holding them back from getting it, and three, what practically can they do to get to where they want to go.
Very, very satisfying work. You, in doing that work, and we talked before the show, you shared a favorite quote that motivated you as a leader, and I was wondering if you could share that with the listening audience.
Of course, of course. It's something that I felt I had to develop in life, and you know, something that was something important to me. It was about courage and, you know, developing that courage is really what I think for me was a real a game changer. And so I go to Winston Churchill's quote, courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality that guarantees all others.
Wow. Very powerful.
Yeah, no, it definitely inspires me. It gets it, especially when I'm my courage is waning. But yes, it's something I feel very strongly about.
Kevin, it's really been a pleasure to talk with you both before the show and on air. How can people get in touch with you and follow up based on our discussion?
They can reach me on LinkedIn. You know, I do maintain my LinkedIn profile and keep that active. I have a website, kmccoaching.com. But probably the best way for people to get to me would be my email at kmc@kmccoaching.com.
Okay, terrific. And if someone is thinking about peace and inner journey, would you recommend martial arts as a hobby or something for them to pursue?
Well, if I do believe that martial arts can provide a solution and benefit for people that want to feel peace or are interested in peace. But it's you're going to have to look hard because, unfortunately, the martial arts industry has become kind of Hollywoodized. There's nothing wrong with entertainment. But people's idea of what martial arts is kind of what they see on TV and the movies now. And the true ancient art of martial arts has to do with the people and was created by the people that had no power, the weak, the underserved, the people that were subjugated by weapons and everything else back in the ancient days of China and Japan. So it was the peaceful, it was the monks that developed this because they wanted to survive. So if you are going to go on that path, ask lots of questions. And if you ever had a listener or somebody who wanted help on how to vet a martial arts school or a practice, I'd be happy to give them some tips. But don't, you know, you really have to do your research and you really have to do your homework. Make sure it's congruent with your personality, that they truly are going to be teaching something that would relate to peace, and it's not about aggression and fighting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a wonderful way to circle back to this concept of courage and inner journey, working on your mind, and integrating, really kind of looking at, as you identify the power of attraction, what you think about and where you end up. Kevin, it again has been a pleasure reconnecting with you. Look forward to getting together with you in person. We talked offline about storytelling and the power of just human connection. So I want to thank you again for being a guest on Significant Business Results Radio.
Fran, it was great to be here on the show with you tonight. I really appreciate the invite and the opportunity to share what I've learned in my background and keep doing that great work. You're such a tremendous force of nature. And I know everything that you touch, only good things will come of it.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And best wishes to your family, your two daughters, and your wife. You've got your support team right there. So that's
true.
Really wonderful.
Same to you
and
your family and friends. You have a great evening, Fran. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
So we're wrapping up another edition of Significant Business Results Radio. Thank you again for listening, and join us next time as we continue to learn more about significant stories of significant entrepreneurs.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.